I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
That's fucked up, man, to walk around third graders
that was
and being
what
like,
fucked me up. That's
why did you cheat off the black kid?
Yeah.
You don't think he's a person? You're just sitting there, you're like...
No, he's wrong.
Imagine
he's
your,
wrong all the time.
Imagine your brain also at third grade. You're just... In third grade, I was mostly just my mouth open like...
Yeah.
Like, it was like a full fucking, like, Blair Witch Project POV of just me, like...
just snot.
Yeah.
I was at snot, dude. My sleeves were covered in snot.
Dude, I if I had to think about myself at third grade, I would just sit there every now and again, look at my cousin and be like... give him the finger. And then, like, throw something and be like... And then, yeah, eventually, and eventually I would just keep, like, reacting impulsively till my dad would hit me. At some point, I would get caught, and my dad would be like, can't do that. I'm like,
yeah.
Back at school, like, like, there's no way. If someone was like, you're being racist, I'd be like,
what is that, dude?
Well, first of all, I did have
swastikas. I haven't even got to coming.
I did have swastikas. I had swastikas on my ruler. I drew them on there.
In third grade?
No, this was, like, fifth, sixth.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I had it. You know,
grad school.
Yeah.
It's at Bryn Mawr. I had a ruler.
I didn't know what they were. I knew like people were like, yo, they're really bad to draw those. I was like, yeah, give me those.
Yeah,
like,
all right.
Man.
10 more.
And I used to beat kids. I used to just
with
had a ruler
with
now.
A swastika ruler?
I talked about this before, yeah.
I would have remembered this.
It wasn't the like a
so you were like one. A teacher at Success.
It was a geometry ruler too, yeah. So it was three-sided. So it was like a club. It's one of those ones you could do, and it was just like it said, like, bitch, pussy, and then it would have, like, swastikas, and I would just turn around, and the teacher would turn around and just beat the fuck out of the kid next to me.
That'd be nice if you get one embedded on a kid.
It was all permanent. That'd be funny, too, if that happened now, and a teacher was like, holy fuck, I actually, it's a swastika ruler.
I have Nazis. Thank God, my second graders are Nazis. I'm going to be viral for correcting this. Yeah, speaking of Nazis, I watched Greyhound last night. On Apple TV.
What's
another
that?
Absolute crap movie.
What is it?
It's about Tom Hanks is on a... He's escorting a cargo fleet in the North Atlantic. Of course, World War II.
Yeah.
Why does Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg just own World War II?
They do. What else they do?
They did Band of Brothers, Pacific.
Okay.
Saving Private Ryan.
Captain Phillips.
Tom Hanks on a boat in adversity is pretty good. I'll give him that. But they always... There's the same music for World War II. That they basically, now when you think of World War II, you think of this music. It's like horns, like slow, like
I was just playing
glorious,
like
uplifting
yeah.
horns. And then like a God-fearing, reluctant hero that doesn't really want to be there, that's a
yeah.
great man. Like they went out of their way for him to be like boys with the black chef. It's a white captain on a submarine hunting vessel in the North Atlantic, and the black chef would come up and they'd pray together. And it's like, dude... Get out. Like we now he's not even allowed to be racist, this guy. This World War II murderous captain. Still have,
yeah.
they have to show him, be like, look how great he was. Well, it's weird, dude. I don't know.
You reach that point in a lot of movies where you get to the point where the main character like encounters like a woman or a person of color and they're like, by the way, my character feels better about you than everyone else in the time.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And you know, that's the point of the movie.
And then
so.
He, yeah.
Well, Tom Hanks has like been canonized into that. He just portrays like elite liberal values, and he gets cred for that in real life,
yeah.
which is weird. It's like how like Jean-Claude Van Damme is like a badass, or like even Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro is the number
classic
one.
Example.
Yeah.
Dude, him and Al Pacino were doing like Broadway musicals.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, that guy's like a mob boss. It's like, no, he's not. He's a fucking actor. He's a pussy.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, that guy's tough. You don't want a problem with him.
Total pussy.
It's like you would wail on that dude.
Dude, Al Pacino was doing one of those like GQ like epic interviews where like sit like all in white in a weird thing. And Al Pacino's like, yeah, remember that, Rob? We used to do those little musicals. And he's like, eh. And he like, you could tell he was trying to change the subject.
I remember those.
He's like, yeah, I might have popped a couple of those few things. A
couple of them there, went down there, had a few pops. Just doing Tommy.
But yeah, that's weird how actors get like movie credit. Like, that carries them, that follows them into real life.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, cut. And then like, Tom Hanks now is like a liberal hero.
Tom Hanks hunting, although it was making me laugh imagining underwater Nazis for some reason. They were all in submarines.
That's
just imagining a bunch of Nazis in submarines being like, hi-ho, hi-ho. Like, are there any Jews down here? There better not be. And then they would, the one captain of the one would get on their radio, on the Americans' radio, and just be like, you thought you could escape us? We are the Grey Wolf. We will hunt you. Ow! And then and he'd be like, turn that off, god damn it. I'd be like, I ended up, like your joke, cheering for the Nazis in this movie.
Oh my god.
I was like, dude, the Grey Wolf rules. He's talking shit.
Yeah.
He's blowing up ships and then talking shit. He's getting on their radio and be like, you thought you had us? We will kill you now. It's great.
Tom Hanks like, stop talking shit on my black chef.
Don't you dare. Oh, they killed
him. I didn't know he was black.
They killed the black chef.
Oh, yeah.
The Nazis killed it, cleansed the ship.
They sent a black...
They were like firing bullets and one of them just hit the black chef. They killed three guys on the entire ship and one of them was Cleveland. Cleveland got shot.
So Tom, at the end, Tom Hanks is holding his like dying body. He's like, I was always the nicest to you, right?
Wasn't it really cool how woke I was in 1946?
Remember that time like everyone was saying fucked up stuff? I was like, guys, knock it off. It's not even funny. I wasn't laughing at all.
I honor your experience. No, they dropped the black body like a depth charge.
Really?
At the Nazi sub. And they're like, ew.
Into an iceberg.
The movie ends by the Nazis being like, oh, this water is disgusting now. You ruined it, Tom Hanks.
The guy who's trying to die, and he's like, no, seriously, smacking his face. I'll never know your experience. No, come on. I need you to stay with me.
Stay with me, damn it.
I'm trying to win this Oscar.
Yeah, the whole, like, that interaction, it's kind of a short movie. There's no real plot. It's just the battle. But they infuse this in. They also infused him and his wife. Like, the first, like, minute of the movie is him leaving. Mm-hmm. So it's him being in love. Him being like, I love you so much. You're the most important thing to me. And then it's just a battle for an hour and a half. And they just, the wife's out. The wife's pointless.
Yeah.
It just shows you how
he loves him,
such a good man.
Kind of heteronormative for my taste. Wife. He should have, like, fucked a dude and been like, I'm out of here.
And then Cleveland comes up and keeps trying to make him eat. He's like, you got to eat, Captain. You gotta eat. And for some reason, he just never eats.
Well, he hates Nazis.
But one of the bullets does come through and blow up his bacon, egg, and cheese.
What happens?
He keeps trying to make him breakfast sandwiches. And at one point, a Nazi bullet comes in and hits his breakfast sandwich. And made me laugh so hard, just a Nazi, like, ha ha. Like, shooting it. Just Nazis in underwater Nazis.
In the scope,
dude.
They're like, what is it? It's like, some sort of pork with cheese and egg on a delicious roll.
Cleveland is delivering it. We will get him, boys. Don't worry. They weren't even after the cargo ships. They were just trying to get Cleveland.
Write that down.
They literally killed three dudes on the entire ship. One of them was Cleveland. I wonder if they were like, mission accomplished. We did it, boys. Time to head home. The Fuhrer will be so proud.
Were they down there looking for Jews down
there?
They
were down at the bottom. They were under the sea.
You said that. They were like,
looking for Sebastian.
Not here.
They were looking for Sebastian the crabs, the Jew crabs. Like, is there any, huh? Yeah.
They're down there looking for Jew-lantis, dude. You know it's down here.
It's too wet. It's wet down here. I can't do a Jew. Can't do a Jewish accent.
You're good at German. Yeah.
Hold on. God, it's so wet down here. I can't do it.
That's how Atlantis ended.
Atlantis is like, it's too wet. It's humid all the time.
There's too many mermaids in this neighborhood.
Now, once the mermaids moved in, now we collect their rent, but we don't like living with them.
That was my, dude, one of my mom's uncles was like a Navy dude, and his big story, he would tell you, he's like, yeah, I met a mermaid. He always talked like, hey, what's up, Kevin? I met a mermaid out at sea. She was human from the waist down. Such a sick fucking.
Yeah. Just I get it.
From the waist down.
Yeah, I get it. If you were like a dude who was like, because I knew a guy that was like a military guy that he was a military guy in like the 90s. So he like served in South Korea.
Yeah.
He basically did like vacation.
Yeah, he bullshitted.
He did that. They like went to Germany and South Korea and they were like, time in the army. But then it like that's your identity for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's like the 8 years you basically studied abroad.
Yeah, for sure. He had an anchor, and he would just come.
Hate to shit on those dudes.
No, I
support the troops.
He rules, for sure.
I got caught off by some people over this.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a Veterans Day or something like that. Or it wasn't Memorial Day. It was Veterans Day. And I was like, shout out to all my boys. Because I knew a bunch of dudes who enlisted and then went to Hawaii for like 4 years.
Bullshitting around.
I was like, shout out to my boys posted up in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, who did like
which P90X. Was fun and games until the Japanese.
True.
In the 40s, they thought that was fun and games, dude.
It's been pretty sweet ever since.
True. That's because the Japanese got what for that, dude. Nobody ruins party time in Hawaii.
So it's also funny to think about that guy and then that movie where Tom Hanks is on that guy's boat and being like, hey, come on, be nice to the chef, guys. Hey, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I met a bitch and I fucked her once. And she was a mermaid because she had a pussy.
And that's now.
Yeah.
Imagine 1940s, dude, on a boat.
Yeah, this guy would have been like 1960s on a boat. He's on a boat in the 60s.
1940s on a boat, you would have been...
Fucking dudes.
Wild, nobody came, bro. First of all, the whole time. So they're like, I'm not jerking off. That's
bullshit. I was thinking about that, too. Bullshit. I was thinking about that. Of course they jerked off.
Less people jerked off, I think, than before.
Not as open as with their sexuality.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely hidden way more. And there's probably guys who were like, I'm not fucking jerking off.
I'm not jerking off.
There's guys back then that thought that was like, you're going to hell for that.
I rarely jerk off if I'm on bunk beds. To this day.
Oh, for sure. I've cut it out of my life entirely, jerking off on bunk beds.
You got some bunk beds in you, don't you? LeMayer sleeps on bunk beds.
I had a dude who used to, he had, do you know,
Cleveland, like, Cleveland was jerking, though.
That's probably why I wanted him to eat that food so bad. He was probably humming all over his sandwiches. This racist motherfucker. He's just jizzing his thing all day. That'd be funny if that's how
it ended. Movie fucking rules, dude.
Movie sucks. You're going to be mad when you see it. And then at one point he has like blisters from walking around. He's got like a bloody foot. And they're like, wow, this guy's really working hard.
His blisters.
Tom Hanks
shit?
Has a blister.
What do you have, like trench foot on the submarine?
He just has a bloody sock. Yeah.
Bloody sock?
From high standing and walking
scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's almost entirely filmed in a cap, like the what's that called? The bridge?
Yeah. Are you talking submarine entirely. Architecture? Yeah.
No, not to the sub. They never show you inside the sub, what? Unfortunately, because that would have been sick.
That would piss me off.
Underwater Nazis, dude?
What's he has to say? They didn't show him in the sub?
No.
What was it like? Was it like Bionic Commando where it was just like their face and it was like, ah, ha, 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 I got you. What the
fuck? It's a Star Trek episode. You never see the alien ship. They just come up on like a hologram.
They would come up and be like, we know there's one in there. We will get him.
So it's like Jaws.
I'll run out.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Tom Hanks is constantly like, just so everyone knows, Cleveland is as good as the rest of us, probably better.
Chances are better. I know it's 1940, but... You know, man.
Cleveland, this tastes so good. Do you put like extra spices or something on it? It's the best.
What do you want over there? I see. You don't like it when the white devils are getting after it. You hate to see white devils having fun.
Actually, the submarine's back in Detroit. Shut up, LeMaire.
Yeah.
You LeMaire, hate white devils. We'll fuck you up in UFC.
Hey, guys, let's give him a chance. I'm definitely Captain. LeMaire, what do you have?
I didn't have anything.
How do you feel when you see Tom Hanks treat a... First off, he's a black cook, and he dies.
Yeah.
So it is clearly... He gets nothing out of this. It's just white people gaining Tom Hanks being like... That was my brother who died. Now I gotta kill these Nazis because I'm white.
That was my brother.
How do those guys say it down there?
Brother.
In the kitchen?
Brother.
What do they say in the kitchen? Brother.
I don't know how I'm supposed to eulogize this guy. What I'm allowed to say. I feel like he was my brother, but I can't take that.
It's gonna be a long time until I get a good handshake again.
That was cool what those guys were doing down there. You'd stick your hand out and they'd hit it.
Two times if you're lucky.
Anyway, let's throw this motherfucker overboard. He's dead. Motherfucker, they taught me that, actually. That was something they talked about.
Some guy's like, who said I fucked my mother? It's like, it's not like that.
It's not like that. It's what the cooks say.
I didn't fuck my mom. Someone's restraining Gary. Gary, calm down. So I didn't fuck my mom.
I didn't fuck my mom ever.
I didn't come on the submarine to talk about fucking my mother.
This is what the Nazis want, Gary. They want you to fuck your mom.
I've jerked off in 76 days.
He's in his quarters at night just going,
The Nazis knew the whites were getting too powerful on the ship. They had to get Cleveland. They're like, if they learn all the curse words, they will be sunk.
Did you ever see the movie Life?
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Incredible.
Right at the end where he's like discussing his club. And then Tom Hanks like, and then we'll have a radio show. It's going to be on XPN. I'm going to be telling people at a black school. Everyone's like, oh my God, that's so cool. Why do the worst? Tell us about it again, Tom. He's like, yeah, they're all going to think we're not racist. It's going to be awesome.
So cool. It's going to be the 40s and I'm still, you know, chill as fuck by even today's standards where I take extra special care of my black employee. Borderline racistly. Yeah. Racistly. That's a word, sucker.
Did you ever see the Vietnam War movie with Christian Bale? I forget what it was called, but it was a Werner Herzog movie But Christian Bale's a POW in Vietnam.
Yes.
And it's like a true story.
Yes. Oh, fucking Ride, Red Dawn?
Yes. No. Red Dawn was the cool movie.
Okay.
Red Dawn was...
Eats rice?
Yes.
Anyway.
A little bit.
Rescue Dawn.
Was that it?
So close. Yeah. So it was like a true story, and the movie fucking stinks. I hated it. I watched it on like a Saturday morning, and I hated it the whole time. But one of the other prisoners, so like the whole thing's about like them escaping the fucking Vietnamese...
Yeah, we can't.
One of the other dudes is like, "No, man, we can't do it." No, like he's a nego.
Yeah, just for no reason.
POW.
That's why they
eat
the snake at the end.
They're eating gross shit the entire time. Like they're capturing maggots and shit like that. And then
fucking ruled.
Well, yeah, no, I liked it. At the end of the movie, the coward dude like I think steals like the one gun they have or something and like breaks off and goes on and he like dooms the whole fucking thing. And it turns out that was a real guy in real life, and it was like the opposite of what actually happened. He was like a heroic dude, laid himself down, and Herzog was like, "Ah, my bad," and like used his real name in the movie and everything. Imagine you're a permanent coward.
POW, and then
how did they slander him?
I think he was mean to a black guy at one point.
Was he?
I don't know. In the movie,
there's one other black POV, and like Look, we're not getting shacked up with him. I know we're prisoners of war, but you have to.
We're not fucking animals.
Just imagine, those prisoners in there, like, man, these POCs really got us fucking trapped in here, huh? Can't believe all these POCs are treating us so poorly.
They're all in there, like, this was our fault, right?
Yeah,
clearly we did this.
That guard's about to take a smoke break. The black chef might fall asleep soon, and then we can get out of here.
I don't know. It'd be kind of fucked up if we broke out. Wouldn't that be us asserting like our dominance and authority or something?
Yeah,
like,
can we let them have something?
Can have us. You know what? I'm going to cut my own head off.
Hell yeah.
Just them just all jerking off in there and be like, oh my God, I'm fucking oppressed. Oh, fucking oppressed.
Damn, true. They I didn't even think about how oppressed those dudes were in there.
They would fucking love it, dude. We're talking about
POWs in Vietnam.
Well, if they if
you don't know about the POW experience,
if they remade that movie now, it'd be guys in there being like, "Damn, it must be really hard to be down. It's really fucked up what we're doing to you guys." Like, shut up! Like, oh God, oh Jesus Christ!
Christian Bale has to keep correcting himself. He's like, "Well, as a POW,
POW, which you know, you're a prisoner of society." So
he's like, "Come on, man, give us more rice." And the guy's like, "Are you comparing your experience with mine?" He's like, "No, Jesus Christ, no, I'm sorry."
Think so. Well, Affleck's, I don't know.
He was stocky, dude.
He's got a decent Batman body.
Yeah, dude.
But
I was checking out his back in Daredevil. Yeah. It's thick, dude.
Yeah.
He was taking a shower at one point, dude. Just, I was like, he's got a thick-ass fucking back like his daddy. His daddy jacked the devil, dude. But yeah, dude, that's what the ending's so funny. That's where I'll remain forever in darkness. You're a guardian devil. Like,
your guardian devil? Oh, man.
Your guardian devil? You can almost hear at the end, it's kind of like a breathy, like,
nobody will respect how cool I am and how powerful I am, but that's fine. I don't do it for anybody else. I do it for myself.
And justice.
I do it for you guys.
Justice.
And justice. I love justice.
Yeah, that was fun.
I have a bad movie to report as well.
What'd you got?
I watched News of the World, that new pedophile Tom Hanks movie.
What's the pedophile Tom Hanks up to?
He made a movie, and I was stoked on it. It was about the fucking engines, 1870s.
Oh, yeah.
I think
it
was loosely based on one of the ladies who had gotten kidnapped as a child from the Comanche.
Mm-hmm.
And her uncle actually like spent his whole life trying to get her back. They made a John Wayne movie about it. But then this one, I don't know. They just fucked it up. It was pointless.
Yeah.
It was pointless. And right when it started, I was like, you know, I was alone, so I was able to say things like this, but I was like, I know it's just going to be bad white guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a historical movie about white guys being evil.
Was Tom Hanks evil or like a
good
guy?
Tom Hanks. So they did the same thing they did in Greyhound, that movie where he was on, where he like befriended the cook, the black cook. At the beginning of this one, the way he finds the girl is something got attacked with a black guy and he got hung. And it said like, whites only, he got like lynched. And then, Tom Hanks, like, it cuts to Tom Hanks, like, burying that guy and putting, like, a cross on his grave. And, like, it's like, and then later you find out he was a Confederate soldier. So it's like.
So he had his dark past.
So he was a Confederate soldier, but now he's like, everybody deserves respect. And it's like, beat it, movie.
Yeah.
Beat it. You don't need to show me that at the beginning. And then I was wondering, because it's a book, I wonder if that was in the book.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was, or if that was a little Hollywood, like...
A little razzle-tat.
We need to make sure everybody knows he's a good Confederate soldier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wonder if I don't know. I think Tom Hanks might be getting typecasted as like a racially enlightened historical.
Exactly.
Figure.
That's like, exactly what this was.
This is wrong.
It was. It is. It is the perfect Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
And at one point, he like starts a workers' riot for nice. So his job is to read the news. That's his job. Sure. He goes town to town and reads the news, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But then the problems were so manufactured. Like right away, he finds this girl who's an Indian. He's trying to a white girl that was raised by Indians, and he's trying to like return her to this to her aunt and uncle.
Really?
Yeah. And right away, a gang of white dudes are like, we need that child. We'd like that child for our own. Yeah. So he's got to like fight them off. The evil white guys are like, come on, man, just give us the girl.
So the Comanches like, are like, here you go,
and
sir.
And the Comanches are like very honorable, noble people, just walking in the dark. But,
oh, this is your girl? Excuse us, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Take her back.
And then, so he kills the one guy. Then he goes, the next thing, they get ganged up on by another different group of white guys that are like, give us what's going on here. Over and over again, it's just white guys. Like,
and Tom Hanks is like, I love black people. Like, well, this has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, just no, every once in a while, the bad guys will be like, this is white's land only. And it's like, all right, shut up, dude.
He's just saying it to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, they keep saying it to Tom Hanks, and he's like, I don't like that.
There's just someone, like, there's like an 1870s settler who's like, show us the Pizzagate tapes, Tom Hanks. Yeah, he's like, yeah. Hey, I don't believe in that stuff. Let me get this girl back to safety.
But so this like guy who owns a buffalo company, so they're out, you know, hunting buffalo. He's got like, he's basically a tycoon in this town where he's like, he controls everything. He's the head of the thing. And he's like, when they get Tom Hanks and the girl, he asked Tom Hanks to read the news. Tom Hanks tells him what his job is. And he's like, here, read this news. And it's just about how great the guy is.
Nice.
It's like his own newspaper that he writes. And he wants to tell all the townspeople how great he is. So he gives it to Tom Hanks. And then inexplicably, Tom Hanks refuses to read it. And is just like, how about this story instead? And it's like a workers' union strike in Pennsylvania is the news he reads to the workers.
Yeah.
Who, of course, immediately break into a riot. After 1 minute of hearing this, and the guy who's running the place is like, "Well, I just paid you to read the news that I gave you. Just read that." And he's like, well, "I don't think so, Mr. Farley." And the guy's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Why are you fucking my shit up for no reason?
Just being a dick.
Just for no reason."
Yeah.
And then they escape. They kill the guy. They kill Farley.
Damn.
It's crazy. They
eat the rich.
They eat the rich also.
And then they're like, let's free the workers.
Yeah.
That is a funny, yeah.
Workers are black, too.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Did you hear Billy?
The only minorities in the movie are the workers for the Buffalo guy that Tom Hanks riles up into probably a riot that got suppressed violently.
Yeah, dude. That's you know? I mean, that's just a sick, that's like the sick elite white fantasy, dude, of like, rolling around
champion
town,
the poor.
It's like, have obviously they're like, what are poor white people up to? They're trying to rape little girls and shit. And like, we gotta go, you know, like go and like free like oppressed minority workers. It's like, it's getting weird, dude. That's what.
It's a bummer. I was excited about the movie.
Did Billy tell you about the Anderson Cooper thing that happened?
No.
How Anderson came out and was like, and these losers that stormed the Capitol probably laughed about it in their crappy hotels. Like, he named what the fuck was the hotel? Holiday Inn. He's like, they're at their Holiday Inn, eating at their Olive Garden, and he had to come out and apologize. Because, he basically looped two big corporations into, like,
poor white
kind of fucked their identity. Yeah, first of all, like, made fun of poor people. No one talks about that.
Yeah.
And then, like, implicated two corporations and being like, these are for white trash.
Well, that's what everybody does when they're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
So if you're making, you can make fun of the poor if you know socially you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Like, if you're allowed to make fun of poor, you're allowed to make fun of poor white people. You can go on and be like, fucking eating at the Olive Garden, trash pieces of shit. Like, their little hatred comes out. When, like, that lady got shot in the Capitol.
Yeah.
And everybody was so happy to be like, broke the law, you get shot. That's what happens. Yeah. It's like, whoa, dude, that's a weird precedent to all of a sudden believe in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Once you're allowed to be like, good, I'm glad they fucking shot him. I wish they shot everybody down there. It's like, whoa, that's a weird fucking way to feel.
Yeah.
I mean, just about ever.
Yeah, then you're my dad in 1992 talking about the Middle East. Be like, they should bomb that whole fucking place.
Yeah, turn that fucking place into glass.
But yeah, that was it is funny how they, when they love the workers, and then they're like, who? Like, no, the workers are poor. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
there's poor white ones?
They're yeah, like, a lot of ew. Them have a lot of the poor ew. The poor workers tend to have some pretty wild ideas that you guys are gonna be yeah. pretty upset about.